Every dog in Shani Muchoi is Adam Noisno Terche Shemen Kolshu or Madlik. You could be Madlik. So you see, you're allowed to put good Shemen with bad Shemen together. And for the Gemara, no. Hani Mimshchib Yenayu. Chelev Mahutach is not the Chelev of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a piece of fat. A piece of fat doesn't burn so well. But if the piece of fat is melted down, it's like shmelt, it's like oil now, that burns well by itself. The Teretz says, this type of oil, and this type of kirvei dogin shenimuchoi, that was already dissolved, is mimshecho b'yanayu, it itself burns very well. V'hani le'mimshecho b'yanayu, Mashenke, the case before, is where you want to use shem and kik, and good oil, so since this dead oil doesn't burn good by itself, then we have the gzeru. Mashenke, here, the chelem mutech by itself burns good. So I desire, why can't you use it by itself? So the Gemara, v'gazu rabon nachelem mahutach mishum chelev sheinu mahutach. Really, even though this fat that's melted down burns very good, the rabbanan said don't use it because the gzera maybe use fat that's not burnt, not melted down. So not to use melted fat is only gzera with the rabbanan. The same thing, v'alkir beidog and sheni muchim. If you have the insides of the fish that's melted down, really it burns well. You should be able to use it. Now, why did the Rabbanu make gzeira? Mishum kirvei dog mishloni muchol. You want to use the insides of the fish that's not melted down. So it's only gzeira. For the Gemara, good. Let's be guys of Aitor. V'ligzer nami chelev mahutach. V'kirvei dog mishloni muchol. Let's make gzeira even when you have this fat that was melted down, and when you have the insides of the fish that was melted down. And now we're saying when you put good oil inside it, it's kosher. For the Gemara, let's make the Gzeira is also possible. Mishum chelev mahutach v'kirvei dogin sheni muchai shalai nosnal teichen shemen. Let's make the Gzeira in order not to use this melted fat by itself. As we're saying now, melted fat by itself is also the bottom of the Gzeira not to use it. But if you put good shemen zayis inside it, then it's kosher. Fred the Gemara, let's still make another gzeira. You can't use this melted down fat with shem and zayit together because of gzeira. Maybe you use the fat by itself, the melted fat by itself. So the Gemara pshita, he goof gzeira. What's so gefelich if you use the melted down fat by itself? Really, it's kosher. Melted fat burns very good. So really, it itself should be kosher. Not the only reason why it's still good, because only gzeira. Maybe you come to use fat that's not melted down. Or the whole thing is a gzeira. That's the klal in the Rabbonins. We don't put one gzeira onto another gzeira. So not to use melted fat by itself is only gzeira. So dialogue, it's only gzeira not to use it when it's pure melted fat. But when you're going to add some shem and zayit into the melted fat, now it's mutter. And we don't have any gzera, maybe use the melted fat by itself. Because even if you use it, it's also kosher. It's only gzera. Gzera we don't make.
If it's not melted, it won't burn.
So it won't burn so well. That's why it's possible. Yeah. Drashi ma'isarav. Hoyelu meyit shekach hoyel shebeis aviv oysen halochihi. Since he's made, that's what they did, the churas talochon. My love lahadlik, hoyekurchim shetadlik kapsili negois, they used the wick with the knot, loy lahakvois. Well, hoyemadlik negois, they didn't use the knot to burn with, elosaymech leapsilo, lehatsifon, that the wick should float good. Shalay titfa, shouldn't drown, b'shemin. The yotzef habazim, lagmin al-kovabazim. Chelev mahutach b'blad yehani mishal b'nayu achrab silo avulay taru b'shemen namichozi. Really, this melted fat burns well by itself. El de gozu rabbona mahutach rabbona made gzeira melted down fat otu eina mahutach hilkach v'yanaya gufa gzeira. Even when it's melted down by itself, it's only mid'rabbona that it's awesome. V'yanan nekem enigzer adei taru b'sotu b'nayu, that we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. More vital. Toni Romi bar choma. Psilois ushmonim shomer chachomim. A madlikim ben b'shabbes says all these psilos, these wicks and shemen that the Mishnah says is no good for hilchas Shabbos to make the near Shabbos. A madlikim ben b'migdish. The same thing, the menorah, the base of migdish, the kohanim couldn't use these wicks or they couldn't use these shemen. Mishum, what's the why? Shenema, the pasuk says by the menorah lahalois ner tomid, that lahalois the fire should go up by itself and be a ner tomid. Is Hutani lo vu amalo? He said it and he learned and he explained himself what's derived from this pasuk that we darshan halos means kadesha teishaleves oilam eleho, that the fire should go up by itself. That means be self taking care of itself. and not that a person should have to be there, keep on moving the wicks around or moving the shemen around. So since the shemen of the Mishnah and these psilois don't work so well, the fire flickers, and a person has to be the kaseida to move it around, that's possible for the menorah. The menorah has to have a good wick and a good shemen that the fire goes up by itself without anybody taking care of it. You shouldn't have to have other people or something else helping you along. For the Markasha Tanan, we learned Mavloi from the roomed, used up of the godim, Michnes Sekhanim, from the underpants of the Kahanim, or Mehemenayim from the belts, Nagartos, Hoyamafkiyim, they used to cut it up into pieces, or Mehem Madlikin, and for that they made the psilas. So, who are these begodim on our apostle wicks? So, how come they use these begodim for the wicks? They didn't use these wicks for the menorah, they used it for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's mutter, that doesn't have this posik or the halos near Tomid. So Drashi, Mivloi Michnas Sekhanim, Mimichnas Sekhanim Abluyim, from the ruined underpants of the Kahanim. Hoyim Afkiyin, Kurin, Vyosim Psilus, Mimichnas Beis HaShoeva, Shibazer as a Nojim. On the Amnirein, Shaklayim was made out of Klayim Heim. The Asir, Vyasa Avnate, Sheish Moshezo, it had linen inside of Tcheles and wool. We are Gomer, Vekayim Molon, Tcheles Amro. That Tcheles is from wool, who? And Betoni Liel, Linyan Shabbos, a Sifra Lehim Shaltsemer, that says wool is no good for the wicks. So how could they use the gartel to make it into the wicks? The gartel had klayim, it had wool inside it. It should be possible. Toni Madlikim Ben Bemigdish. Teretziz, Sinchas Beis HaShoeva B'Shani. Leitziv Be'lahal Esbo. It doesn't say in the Pesach it has to burn by itself. Vaitav Lav Dir Aisihi. The Sinchas Beis HaShoeva, Stam HaSimcha, wasn't the mitzvah the Aisah there. Stam they made the Sinchas Beis HaShoeva. So therefore, it doesn't have to be with kosher wicks. Like in our Mishnah. Torshim another kasha. The Tony Rabba Bar Masna. Big Day Kuna Shabolu. The Big Day Kuna that got ruined. Mafki and Oysun, they would cut it up. Umehen or Yoysim Psilus the Migdish. They made Psilus for the Migdish. So Hurt and Migdish here means the Menorah. So you see, they used the Begodim. My love the Klaim. My love the Begodim that had Klaim inside, that had some wool inside it. And wool is not a good wick. So you see, still it's kosher to use these Pasla wicks for the menorah, and the Gemara loy the butz, the ones only made out of linen. Linen is kosher, is a good wick. The butz means the michnasayim. The michnasayim was only made from butz. Hey, the kasher before was only from the gartel. The gartel was made out of klayim, had wool in it. So, Teretz says, enechnami, the gartel you can't use to be for the psilas. That's the postal of psila. If you only use the butz, that was only linen. Linen is a good wick. Omer Rav Huna. Psilas is Shimonim Shamir Chachamim Madlikim Bem and Al Mishnah B'Shabes is a Madlikim Bem Chanukah. Who are then? You can't use these wicks and the shemen for Ner Chanukah. Bein B'Shabes, where the Shabbos Chanukah, Bein B'Chol, where the middle of the weekdays. What's the reason? Why is it possible? On my rov, my time of the Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna Svara? Kisover he holds the shita Kovsa Zokaklo. The Ner Chanukah and the mitzvahs will soon see it has to burn for half an hour. Luisi goes out by itself throughout the half an hour. There's a mitzvah to light it again. There is the mitzvah near Chanukah that has to light straight all half an hour. Now, since these shemonim and these tzilas don't burn so well, we're afraid that in the middle of the time will go out. I is supposed to light it again. Maybe you forget to light it. Therefore, matchili, you're not supposed to use these shemen. You have to use a good shemen that minastam will burn the half an hour by itself. Uvaita on Shabbos. Or mutter l'shtamish liyoroi. He holds it even in the middle of the week. It's mutter to have anor from the near Chanukah. So therefore, on Shabbos Chanukah, the reason why it's also, because since you're allowed to have anor from it, we're afraid when you'll have anor from it on Shabbos, it's not going to light so well, it starts flickering. You go to play around to try and fix it on Shabbos. That's why it's also. So Drashi, near Chanukah, Kovsa near Chanukah, the near Chanukah goes out, Zokaklo, Lesakno. You have to fix it. Hilkach. You have to make a good wick and a good shemen. I'm afraid maybe in the middle of the week you'll forget and not light it again. What about Shabbos? Because you have a gzeir on Shabbos, maybe you come to play around with the wicks and you'll fix it, you'll be over Nisa the rice. That's a foolish sheet. We'll soon see how we pass him. We have Chizda Amano, Madlikim Ben Bechil. In the middle of the weekday, you're allowed to use these bad shimon and these bad wicks. Avloy b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to. What's the svaro? Ksava he holds, Kovsa ain't Zotavlo. He holds no. Ner Chanukah, the Yikka Mitzvah is to light it. Once you lit it, even though it goes out, you still mekayim the mitzvah. You don't have a chiyuv to light it again. So you don't have to worry about maybe you go out and you won't light it again, you mekayim the mitzvah anyway. Rabbi Yosef holds a mutter l'shtamish l'oira. He holds an er chanuk is not osur, but it's mutter to have a no from it. So on Shabbos, we're afraid while you're reading from this light, you'll come to move around the light. So therefore, you can't use these shmonim on Shabbos. Strashi ein zokot lo hilkach b'chel shari. B'chel it's mutter. Now, Avad Pshita, we're talking about these type of shemen, that's a possibility that it will light half an hour. Like, Avad Avad, if you know when you first light it's Avad going to go out in 2 minutes, you're not making the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is it has to light for half an hour. The Kof saying zokot lo means you lit it with a type of shemen that's possible it will light, possible to go out. But since it's possible it will light, so therefore you're making the mitzvah. Now when it goes out, you're not mechuyev to light it again. Therefore, in the middle of the weekday, you're allowed to use these shemonim. But on Shabbos, we're afraid, since you're allowed to have anor from it, we're afraid while you're having anor, you'll come to fix the wicks. Therefore, it's awesome. Right, what's the halacha though? Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Masna. V'yamer lo Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav. What does Rav say the halacha is? Psilois u'shmonim shomer chomem ei madlikim ben b'shabbos. All the psul now mishnah, these type of wicks, these type of shemen, halacha is madlikim ben b'chanukah. You're allowed to use them for ner chanukah. Bein v'chel, bein b'shabbos. Zion in the middle of the week, and Zion Shabbos chanukah. What's the tam? Omer Rav Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav. What's Rav tam? Ksovar we hold, halacha we hold, kovsa ein zokaklo. Abi, when you lit the menorah at the beginning, it was such shemen that was possible to light for half an hour, then later it goes out by itself, you're not mechuyev to light it again. Kovsa ein zokaklo. Weiter also, the osel l'shtamish l'yoyro. It's even in the middle of the week, and pshit on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have hanor from the Ner Chanukah like we hold. That's why we'll soon see we have a shamish next to the Ner Chanukah, because you're not allowed to have enough on the Ner. So maybe on Shabbos there's no xeria come to play around with the Neris on Shabbos, because there's also to have enough from it on Shabbos. So therefore you're allowed to use these bad shemonim and these bad wicks on Shabbos, Chanukah. Amru Rabbonin Kaimed Abaya Mishmeid Reb Himya. Hey, the Rabbonin told over this psak, Rav's psak, they told it over to Abaya in the name of Reb Himya. Vulei Kiblo. Abaye was a mekablot. He still held that it was osur. Ki yosi rovim, when rovim came, omru rabbonu kaima de Abaye, they said over the same halacha nochmol to Abaye, mishmed Rabbi Yechinen. They told it over the name of Rabbi Yechinen. Vi kiblo. And now Abaye was mekablot this halacha. The what? That you're allowed to use these postle shmonim and these postle psilois for Chanukah. Omar and Abaye said on himself, izakoy, if I would have had a chus, you should know, gemirte l'shmaite mikorah. I would have been mekabel, learned this halacha for you. When they first told me this halacha, I should have been mekabel then. For the Gemara of Gomro, he learned it now. My nafkamini would have learned it before. He knows it now. He knows the halacha now. My nafkamini when he learned it. So the Gemara name, nafkamina legirsa the ankusa. The earlier you learn something, the more you remember it and know it. There's a mile from girsa the ankusa. What you learn young, you don't forget. So Abaye felt bad. He should have learned this before. The earlier he would have known it, the longer he would have remembered it. So it's called still Girsa the Ankusa, it's Kedai to learn it. Trashiv le Kiblosh le Choshvu Lismech Advarv. It's a Baye was a Mekabel from Rabbi Yimya. Lady heard from Rabbi Yechus Mekablet. So if Iza Koi, Ilu Aisi Zeichel Lemdo Aisi Gorso Kishmaiter Rishon. I would have learned it like my first learnings. What's the Nafkimina? Girsa the Ankusa Miskayim Yoisim Mishol Zikna. When you learn something, when you're young, you remember it much more than you learn something when you're old. So he says he would have been zeich, he would have learned it first, learned it much earlier. Right, so the Gemara, is this true? Because saying Zokaglo, is that true? That after Ner Chanukah goes out, you have Luchia to light it again, or Reminu have a Kasha. Mitzvoso, when is the Zaman, when is the Mitzvah to light the Ner Chanukah? Mishatishka Achama. The Mitzvah to light is by Shkiyas Achama. So that's a Shaila. Does it mean the beginning is Shkiyah, the end is Shkiyah? Does it mean Sesek Echovim, or the Rambam Shita and the Goyin the Groh Shita is Shkiyah him is Tchila Shkiyah? Supposed to light the Ner Chanukah at the beginning of Shkia. But that's when the mitzvah starts. How long does it go? Ad shetichla regula min ashuk. Until the amount of time that people stop walking in the shuk. We usually say that's a half an hour. The first half of an hour after Shkia, that's when people are still walking, and then people stop walking. So the Havmina is the mitzvah that has to be lit this whole half an hour. So how could you say if your Ner goes out the first 10 minutes? You don't have to light it again. Here it's mashma, the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is that the Ner should be lit this whole half an hour, this whole time from Shkia until Shetichla Rega Menashuk. The more my love, Di kovso hodamadglo, the brisa means to say that if the nair goes out, does the mitzvah fast go light it again? It should be lit, the pirsum nisa should be this whole time. So the Gemara loy, atayipshan, this man is di loy adlik madlik. This is the man when you're allowed to light the nair Chanukah. This half an hour is the man to light. Let's say a person didn't hop around and write the first 5 minutes, the first 10 minutes, the first 15 minutes. He's still allowed to light the nair. This tells the Gemara, but after the Zman of Tichla, Regem, and Ashuk, after the first half an hour, there's no more Zman to light the Ner Chanukah. Hey, the pshat from this half an hour is that if you could only light this half an hour. So if you didn't light the beginning, chaper in the light. Is the lo yadlik madlik. That's one teretz. Rinami, another teretz is no. Not that you could only light this time, and not that it has to be lit this whole time. No, inami lishuroi. The mitzvah matchila, how much oil do you have to put in the nair, that how long it should be able to light? It has to be able to light this amount of time for half an hour. Sabi matchila, you made hadloka on enough shemen that minastam could have been lit for half an hour, you mekayim the mitzvah hadloka. Later if it goes out, we hold ain't zokkla, you don't have to light it again. So drashi lishiyuroi, shehei bo shemen, it's the mitzvah how much shemen you have to use in your menorah. Kishir hazeh. We'll see later, we pass on that loko is the mitzvah. B'shas, you light the menorah, that's when you make the mitzvah. No, what's the mitzvah had loko? You have to light a candle that has enough shemen there that metchila, it's only to light for half an hour. Then if you light it, you make the mitzvah. If it goes out afterwards, you don't have to light it again. See, there are two truths in the Gemara. The natar has to say the bilit. So the first teretz is the first half an hour, that's the shear when you're allowed to light the menorah. The second teretz is no, you can even light the menorah later on in the night time. But you have to have that amount of shemen. So Tosis here, di lo yadlik madlik, aber mikan vielich after this first half an hour, over asman, it's past the zman, you can't light the menorah anymore. So ima hari paris, if he paris says, the yesh lizur, the chur, Hari Paris, the Yesh Lizza, you have to be careful. Olahadlik Balaila, you have to light the menorah right away at the night time, Miyad, right away. Shlayacha Yosimidag, you shouldn't wait too much longer. Because according to this first teretz in the Gemara, after the first year, you're not making the mitzvah anymore. So Toysu Mikomokim Imichir, if you didn't make the first year for now, Yadlik Misofik, you should still light the menorah. To Mishani Shnu Yachrina, because there's another teretz in the Gemara. But the second teretz in the Gemara, whenever you light the menorah, you're making the mitzvah. The zman of half an hour is only a zman how much shear you have to have. Obuz a toysis aloch is like this left teretz and toysis, ulri nira ta'ata, the zman hazir, ein lochish mosa yadlik. There's not such an inyan when to light the menorah to be marked, but to light right away. Why? The onu ein lono hekera elov ne habayis. The zman hazir, goal is the ikar pirsa manet is not for the bnei chutz, it's not for the people outside anyway, because we have goyim walking outside. So where's the ikar pirsa manes b'zman hazeh? For the bnei habayit, the people inside. Sherei madlikim mifnim, we light inside anyway. So Mela, since the people inside is up, so kol zman, the people are up inside the house, that's still a zman to light the menorah. So l'aloch is brought down avadim mitchila, there's still an inyan to light, right away shki, either shki or tetzik chavim. Just for the evidence, if you can't light then, you're busy, whenever you come home and people are still up in your house, well yaitza like twice a sheet here, if zman is there, you could light. And even make a bracha then. Right. So when's the zman, how long it has to light, or the amount of shemen you have to have, till people stop walking. The yad kama, how long is that? Till these people stop walking in the street. Drashi. Rigla de Tamudoi, shame umma, name of a people. Malakte Yetzim Dakim, these are people that collect small twigs. Or Miss Akfim Beshug, they're the last ones to walk in the streets. Achalichim Bnei Ashukla Batayim, to all the people home already. Bishachashecha. Or Mavirim Bebatayim Or, and then they light the fire in the house. Ugeshetzrichim Yetzim Yetzim Bekrainimihem. People that need go home and they see it's dark in the house, they don't have any wood, they didn't have electricity then, you gotta go outside again and buy some twigs to make fire in the house. So kids, so these are the last people that are still walking in the streets. So usually the shear is a half an hour. Right. Tana Rabbonin, mitzvah Chanukah. What's called the mitzvah Chanukah? Mikra Adin is ner, supposed to light a ner. Ish, the one person has to light it. Ubeisai, for his whole house, one person lights for the whole house. That's the Ikka mitzvah. Trashi ner ishu beisai, ner echad b'cholayla. You have to have just one candle every single night of Chanukah. the ish and one person, the whole bayis is enough with one ner. That's the ikka din. The ikka mitzvah chanukah is the rabbanu kaveyan. Every single bayis should have tesum nisa. You should be mafras from the nes. By lighting one ner in the whole bayis, that's the way you mafras from the nes of Chanukah. Mahadrin, what if people do that are mahadrin the mitzvah? They want to do the mitzvah's pirsum nes zuchidur is ner l'chol echad v'yechad. To let everybody in the house, everybody light another ner. Mikra din the noshim are also mechuyev to light ner Chanukah. Only an isha is poter because ishtek gufoy. But really the girls are also supposed to. There's a shayla why does manazeh the minigir the girls don't light. Then the chassam sofer says the minigir stands about mikra din they used to light outside. And mikra din noshim kol kvoy the basamela pnima. That kvoy the isha to do things inside the house. Therefore the minigir was they don't light. Mikra din though mahadrin is ner l'chol echad v'yechad. Everybody in the house lights a ner. O mahadrin min a mahadrin. What's the mahadrin min a mahadrin? Beishamai oimrim yoim rishon madlik shmeina. Beishamai shitrin the first day light eight ners. Mikan v'yelech poiches v'yelech. And every day Chanukah you go one less. 7, 6, 5. O beisil oimrim alochu is like beisilil yoim rishon madlik achas. The first night you only light one candle. Mikan v'yelech every day Chanukah meisav v'yelech. Yet another candle every single day. Rashi, umahadrin achar mitzvahs. People want to do the mitzvah behidur oisin ner echad b'chol laila l'chol echad dechem b'nei abayis. Let every member of the house light one ner every night of Chanukah. And then the mahadrin minahadrin is that you light eight candles, or else like vesilul 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Tzaisa shita is that mahadrin minahadrin goes back to the first shita that one balabos lights for the whole house, and the one balabos now the first night lights one, the second night lights two. That's Tzaisa shita. Osla locha, we don't hold that Tzaisa shita. We do like the Rambam shita. We hold that the mahadrin when the mahadrin is going back on the second shita that there's one mahadhidr is everybody in the house lights, and mahadrin mahadrin is if everybody lights also the second day you light two, the third day three, the fourth. That's what we do. Everybody that lights every night lights one more. So Gemara, what's this machlokes beisham and beisilu? Whether you start off with eight or end off with eight? Omar ula pligi bo treya meroyi b'marova. Two meroyim in Eretz Yisrael was mechulet. Rabbi Yosef b'Ravim, Rabbi Yosef b'Zvida. Chada matayim ad beisham I connected yom ha'nechnosim. It's connected the days that are going to come in. You're going to have 8 days of Chanukah. You start off with eight. For time of the beisilu connected yom ha'yaitzim. But the days that left. How many days left? The first day only one day left. So you only write one the first day. Still needs a hezbo. What's the svarim? So bechadom atayim of the beisham mekineged pori yachag. You go both to the porim of the chag, the kabbonis they brought on sukkis. That the first day they brought the most, and every day they went downwards one less. So beisham holds that near chanuk gadoyim to the kabbonis they brought on chag sukkis. For time of the beisilu, the ma'alim b'kodesh reim aridim. Small mistarva, you have to go up, and not down. So mill you start 1, 2, 3, and not go downwards. Omer Rav Barachon, Omer Yechonon, Shnei Zekeinim Oyev Tzidon, Echad Osek Beishamai, Veechad Osek Dibur Beisilu. Zen Doisim Tam Ledvorov. One explained his Tam like Beishamai Keneged Por Yachag, just like by Sukkis. The first day they brought the most kabonis, they brought 70 kabonis. So the first day was 14, then it went down. Zen Doisim Tam Ledvorov. The Ma'alim Makredish Reim Aridim, like Beisilu, you have to go upwards and not downwards. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Thank you.